This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Indian astronaut group captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Exim 4 mission began their return journey to Earth with the undocking of their spacecraft from International Space Station ISS yesterday. The crew will reach back on Earth off the coast of California today at around 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. We have a report.
Group Captain Shukla was on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station. During the journey, Group Captain Shukla conducted 7 India-specific experiments. He became the first Indian to visit the International Space Station and the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. In his farewell speech aboard International Space Station, reprising the iconic words of India's first astronaut Rakesh Sharma, Group Captain Shukla said, "India still looks सारे जहां से अच्छा फ्रॉम अबव।
हमारी ह्यूमन स्पेस मिशन की जो यात्रा है वो बहुत लंबी है और बहुत कठिन भी है, लेकिन मैं आपको विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि अगर हम निश्चय कर लें, इवन स्टार्स आर अटेनेबल। आज का भारत स्पेस से महत्वाकांक्षी दिखता है, आज का भारत निडर दिखता है, आज का भारत कॉन्फिडेंट दिखता है, और इन्हीं सब कारणों की वजह से मैं एक बार फिर से कह सकता हूं कि आज का भारत अभी भी सारे जहां से अच्छा दिखता है।
Along with Group Captain Shukla, the mission also had 3 astronauts from United States, Poland and Hungary. Swati Rakheja, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underlined the need for cooperation on trans-border rivers, including resumption of provision of hydrological data by the Chinese side. The minister held a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi, in Beijing. He also took up restrictive trade measures and roadblocks to economic cooperation. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed concern over the rising cases of depression and obesity in the society and urged the medical practitioners to advise their patients for a better lifestyle along with regular yoga, pranayama and healthy food. She asked the medical practitioners to work on Japanese encephalitis and anemia, which are rampant among tribals of our country. President Murmu was speaking at the 5th convocation ceremony of AIIMS Bhubaneswar last evening. In Odisha, the girl student of Fakir Mohan Autonomous College of Balasore in Odisha, who was undergoing treatment at AIIMS Bhubaneswar after attempting self-immolation bid alleging sexual harassment by a faculty member, has passed away at 11:46 p.m. last night. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a 2-day visit to Odisha, had met the parents of the girl student last evening at AIIMS Bhubaneswar and expressed deep concern over the incident. The police had already arrested the main accused, an assistant professor of the college, for allegedly sexually harassing the girl student and also the principal of the college in connection with the incident. Chief Minister of Odisha, Mohan Charan Majhi, and Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan have deeply condoled the death of the girl student. India strongly condemned the disruption caused during the Rath Yatra procession in Toronto, calling the act despicable and urged Canadian authorities to take action against those responsible. In response to media queries on the incident, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India has strongly taken up the matter with Canadian authorities to hold the perpetrators of the act accountable. He hoped that Canadian government will take necessary action to protect the religious rights of people. 114-year-old legendary marathon runner Sardar Fauja Singh has died in a road accident at his native village Bias in Jalandhar district today. Punjab Governor Shri Gulab Chand Kataria, while condoling his death, said that Fauja Singh was an enduring symbol of resilience and hope. "It is heartbreaking to learn that he lost his life in a tragic road accident in his village. His legacy, however, will forever live on." U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to impose a secondary 100% tariff on countries that import oil, gas and uranium from Russia, saying he was very unhappy with Moscow's intransigence in finding an end to the war with Ukraine. While speaking to reporters with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte at the White House, he gave a 50-day deadline for the punitive tariff to take effect if Russia did not make a peace deal with Ukraine. And that is the end of this news bulletin.